When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road while others spread their blankets and branches that they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead followed and shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of the Father of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Today, Palm Sunday, is the beginning of Holy Week and celebrates a triumphant entry. Celebrates the day that Jesus entered Jerusalem, throngs of people gathered, waved their palm branches. Excitement filled the air, and people cheered and they shouted praise for a radical message that promised hope and a radical message that promised change. And later in the week, many of the same crowd cheered for Jesus' death. The week begins with hopeful anticipation, celebration, reflection, death, resurrection, and glorification. And as Swedenborg writes, a cascade of events that bring truth and light to our own inner and outer world. And in this week, as we enter our Holy Week, we have time to contemplate and reflect on what is life eternal. Knowing that no matter how far down we feel, or how joyous, or how confused, that God is always with us. God is ever present. So like Jesus, we too, today, enter into Jerusalem. In Zen Buddhism, there's a saying that describes one's spiritual journey as entering the gateless gate. For Swedenborg, this is entering the process of our regeneration, the time that we go within and rely on what is and rest in the divine providence of God's love. The gateless gate leads to eternal presence. This moment, only this moment that matters. A place of wholeness. And to enter this gate requires a radical understanding that holiness, God, nirvana, Brahman, are not found apart from life, but are within it. And all of these aspects are the essence of life. The holy perfections and teachings that we desperately seek, we find are here all along. They're in the moment. It's so easy to get caught up in the notion that there is some spiritual goal that we quite haven't reached. A special state, a special place that we need to reach, a special person that needs to teach us. I've had a lot of wonderful spiritual teachers in my life. But some of them are people that have never really achieved anything special. They haven't won an award. They really don't get a lot of recognition. And they haven't had a mystical experience. And one of these people for me was my dry cleaner, Faye. Now, Faye owned a dry cleaning business in the mission. And after her husband died, she kept it together and ran the business alone and was there every day. She worked very hard. She was thoughtful and meticulous and cared for everyone's clothing like it was a prayer. She cleaned off all the piling. She sewed on the buttons. She hemmed. She found things that you didn't even know existed. She took great care and great pride in her work. And Faye was usually in a good mood and always lovingly grumbled about how tired she was, how hard she had to work. And all of that was true and well-deserved. But people loved seeing Faye. Everybody talked about Faye. Because she also provided pearls of wisdom to every customer that walked through her door. One was, God, if I can't have what I want, let me want what I have. She would be grumbling about the morning and say, hopefully the afternoon will tell me where this morning's going, because I sure don't know now. And my favorite was, the day has just begun, and I can't wait for it to end. But each of these always was followed by, I am blessed, I am grateful, I am thankful for all that the Lord has given me. So I feel that the great way has no gate. 1,000 different roads enter it. And when we pass through the gateless gate, the gate to Jerusalem, that's when we let go and realize that heaven is on earth. Rachel's message last week was about loving deeply. And this week, my message is to weave the realization of deep love into deeply trusting God's leading. Entering the gateless gate means to open our heart to what is right in front of us. Swedenborg emphasizes that our outer self can turn around in different directions and tangle up with our inner self. And our inner self will remain hidden within the deep threads and shields that we build to create layers of fear and uncertainty. Entering Jerusalem, like Jesus, is an interior state. It's inside you. It's outside of you. It's within you. It's in every moment the road to Jerusalem is not an intellectual journey, but rather a spiritual journey, an emotional journey that's there to awaken and enlighten, a path to rely upon. The gateway that promises the possibility of letting go, of renewing, of starting over. The possibility of letting God lead. So the secret is this. When you know yourself, you will come to know God. And you will discover the divinity within yourself and the divinity within every person you meet. So the journey is in the trusting. The journey is in the listening, and the journey is in the leading. When we enter trustingly the gateless gate, we come to the end of seeking. We enter the gate of eternal presence and discover that we need not to look beyond, but simply be, simply trust, and simply love. Amen.